All right. Welcome back, everyone, to Into the Great Wide Opens. I'm Jamie Bruce. With me, as always, Brad Leitner. And we're on the Straightcast platform tonight. We actually hijacked the Wednesday show. It was nice to have some better walkout music. I think that's been the issue with our intro, Brad. We've always been doing it to Tom Petty. And I like Tom Petty, but that's some junk walkout tunes.
Yeah. How's it going, Brucey?
Oh, I'm good, bud. Just been elbows deep. I got a new big Lund here that I've been rigging from scratch and plenty busy with that. How about you?
I've just been living the fish and gypsy lifestyle, honestly. I've been hanging out. I had a photo shoot with FXR down on Gunnersville last week and just stuck around and stuck a bunch of big bass, basically. Just trying to learn the southern. Now? Yeah, I'm right by Scottsboro, Alabama, and just trying to figure out these southern bass because obviously I don't know how to catch them.
You're turning into a local.
No, I don't know. I'm starting to be able to catch them. Yeah, it's getting easier for sure.
Yeah, you're being modest. We're pretending like we never talk ever, but I talked to you just the other day and you said you had took home the dub in a big derb on G-ville.
Yeah, me and No-No fished a little derb on out of Waterfront on Sunday and took home the dub, which felt good to actually get some win done. And then I did a little Tuesday nighter last night with it's not really a little Tuesday nighter. It's kind of different down here in Gunnersville from where I grew up. Like, you go out there fun fishing and you see Swindle, you see Boyd Duckett, you see... I mean, everyone lives around here. So a little Tuesday nighter last night, I think Jacob Walls was there. Boyd was there for a little while. I mean, it's pretty top notch, pretty cool. I didn't do as well last night, but the boys caught him. I mean, like 16 pounds for four or for three won it. So
yeah, that's doozing her. I'm a little disappointed. I thought we were Tuesday night partners, bud. Didn't think he'd cheat on me like that.
I went by myself. If you were here, I wish you were here. I think we would have got the dub if you had been here with your glide bait, because I lost a big one on a glide bait. I think if you were here, you would have grabbed them. I went to try boat flipping them. And you would have probably caught a couple monsters yourself.
Sounds like I probably would have just got a damn hook in my hand and we would have got eighth and went home with our tail between our legs. That Tuesday nighter on Kentucky Lake, a few weeks ago now, it was pretty fun. I better tell this story. Brad and I launched at Kentucky Lake like around noon one day and ran into a local hammer there, Hartman. He's like, yeah, there's a Tuesday nighter just recruiting. Like, yeah, I'll take these guys $50 real quick. He was right.
He was right.
Yeah, we're like, what time is it? And he's like, 6 till 10. It got dark at 8 through night derbying. That was interesting.
We were not set up for night derby, and I think you had a flashlight taped to your trolling motor.
I know I did.
And yeah, it was a shit show for sure. And we didn't do too bad for our first derb on Kentucky, I don't think.
Yeah. Bumped a couple once the sun went down. A couple night largies.
The chatterbait was king after the dark. Then the snake scared us away.
Yeah, that big blade chatterbait is a night weapon.
Yeah, we shouldn't let that out in case we have to do another night derb.
Oh, well, we'll get Ginge to edit her out. Well, we got a good show tonight, bud. We got an interesting deal. Raz won the pro side of the Wheeler Lake Open, stop number 4. And this damn vagrant Aussie we've been toting around all year won the co-angler side. And Brad and I both room with them. We're all travel partners. There's 4 of us together, and she's going to be a party tonight. I had them on my podcast on Get the Net last week, and I blew a little bit of smoke up their ass. And, you know, the gloves are off tonight, though. We're just going right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. What can you say? I mean, a little background story, the Aussie, I think somehow he found us through Gussie or, who knows how he found us, but yeah, he's an interesting character and just killing it on the opens this year for sure as a co. I think he taught you how to fish, didn't he, Brucey?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Now we'll get into hammering him when he shows up, Brad.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I got a whole bag of chirps for that kid, like Santa Claus with a sack full of chirps for him.
We've had quite a grind here. I mean, so we left. We haven't been on for a while, so we did what lake did we do before Wheeler? Well, we did we
Toledo.
It was before Virginia, right?
Really?
Yeah. So I mean, Virginia was an interesting derby. You did really well there. I did well the first day and bombed the second day, and then we went. Went freelancing to a trailer in Kentucky where you got stung by a red hornet, you know?
Yeah.
That was interesting. Yeah. We learned how to glide bait fish in one day. We're pretty much experts on that.
Yeah. We pretty much identity thieved Matt Robertson's life. He was at Lay Lake and threw us the keys to the trailer, and we just moved on in because there was only 2 weeks between events, or a week and a half, whatever it was. And Brad took me to Matt's barber, who's a beauty, dialed everything up. Classic barber shop. Plenty of good banter there. It was like a pretty much constant R-rated podcast. Got dialed up there, ate at his restaurant every night, fished his holes every day, used his baits, all his big fancy baits. It was good.
Yeah, we were...
Maddie's living the dream out there. That's a beautiful place.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the elites have it pretty good. You know, we got a little taste of it, which makes me hungrier to get there for sure.
Mm-hmm. I will say, though, we got to circle back to the Wasp. That was my first morning there. Got in late the first night, I think. And I woke up and was welding up a coffee, and I just felt a little tingle in my arm. I looked down. There's like a little bit of a welt there. I look up, and there's a damn hornet like half the size of my pinky finger and just redder than a baboon's ass. Like I don't have bugs like that. We got bees or little yellow jacket wasps, and that's it. I was looking at that and my whole damn arm swole up. I was like running for the Benadryl before I perished, or I didn't know what was going to happen. It was all good though. She came out in the wash.
Oh,
and you run it today. Gross me out with the picture.
That was this morning. I got up early to go fishing. I'm staying in Alabama. I get up. I'm at a VRBO. I get up to go out bass fishing this morning. I hopped in the shower. I got out of the shower and drying myself off. And I kind of same thing. I felt this like bite on my arm. I'm like, what the hell? Bee must have got me. I fling open the towel and there's a god dang scorpion on the floor.
Here I am.
Oh yeah. Scorpions? Yeah. I was pretty I called the lady who owns the house. I'm like, I have no interest in scorpions. I've never seen a scorpion before. I don't know what they're like. And I called her. I'm like, do they kill you or do they hurt you or how does this all work? And she's like, there's no scorpions in Alabama. I'm like, bullshit. I'll show you a picture of one. And she did some research and I guess they're a little bit more common than she thought. And
she had to do research like, to tell you that.
Yeah. I don't know if I believe, well, I'm still alive, so I believe her, but
that was your first call was to your VRBO landlord.
Like yeah,
when you didn't know if you were going to perish from a Scorpio bite or not.
I didn't know.
Call the damn landlord.
Yeah, it's like if a water moccasin bites you, I feel like you go to the hospital. But if a scorpion bites you, you kind of call in and see what's going on. And it was like getting a bee bite that didn't go away for like 4 hours, basically. And it was the creepiest little thing I've ever seen. I flushed down a toilet. It's gone, hopefully. Hopefully there's no more.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if a scorpion bit me, I'd just wave the white flag and lay down and perish. That's the creepiest critter. I don't get as freaked out about like snakes or anything like that, but a scorpion is scary as shit. I don't care who you are. You picked it up.
With the piece of toilet paper, but I definitely will check my shoes every time I put them on down south now, because I think they like to crawl in your shoes and your bags. And I don't know. I mean, we got, you know, no different than the Aussie bedbug story. I mean, you got to everything down here is trying to kill you, basically. That's why I found out.
Yeah. We better pull the boys in and just have, we're not going to get right into Wheeler. We got to do, I didn't realize how long it's been. We got to do a full recap. We got to get into been going on here. All the buzz. We haven't even talked about Poche's DQ. Now that the smoke's settled on that a little bit, maybe we'll get him fired up on that.
Yeah, we better get him wound up again.
Yeah.
We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Okay. I think
we'll stick around, everyone. We'll see you on the other side of the commercials here.
There's a moment when you're faced with a challenge, and just solving the problem isn't good enough. Even if that means breaking the rules and shredding apart conventional ways of thinking, all in the name of creating something truly remarkable. With this much control at its command, we didn't stop with just one. We created two incredible trolling motors. Introducing the new PowerPole Move Brushless Trolling Motor. This is the mountain, and this is Mountain Whiskey. Unspoiled, untamed, forever wild. There's no safety net, no way down. Up here, it's just man and the mountain and his tin cup. Tin Cup Whiskey. Mountain Whiskey.
Aussie and Raz.
Whoa.
Raz, you look like you're at a damn job interview.
trying to be all professional here.
I just talked to you last week. How'd you change so much? Success.
I don't know.
It's gone right to your head. You got a plant in the corner.
Yeah.
Two, three hands.
I'd rather be at the warehouse right now, but that ain't going to work, so. I might get murdered by my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. That happens.
She's tougher than you.
Yeah. She could take me down for sure.
Yeah. What are you doing, Aussie, in a hotel?
Like a scorpion.
Yeah. I'm in some super dodgy hotel in Southeast Texas.
Is it a share house again? Are you trying to find more bed bugs for us?
No, I think there's going to be bed bugs in this one, man. Oh, my God. I booked it the other night. Me and Scott are staying here, and, yeah, she's a bit dodgy. There's not even a lot. Scott had to set up, a lot for me, so.
Oh, boy. If you get bed bugs again, we're going to leave you in the truck, like, in 100-degree weather with all your clothes until they all leave. That's how Raz said you get rid of them, so.
It works.
You're going to have to pain through that.
Yeah. Golly.
Well. Brad, you're up, bud. I already talked to these clowns last week. I said I'm done. I'm done blowing smoke up your ass. So we're just here to swing at you. Brad's probably got some nice things to say to you boys, to the champs.
Well, congratulations, obviously, Raz, for doing the impossible for sure. I stuck around and watched him weigh in, and it was pretty inspiring, honestly. And I hung out in his boat. I gave away. He didn't know it, but he was up, like, being a big shot, and people were by his boat. I was giving out lures and stuff, a couple chatterbaits, a couple crankbaits, a couple rods and reels, you know. I figured that's the least I could do, and congrats to Ozzy for making our life miserable and winning an open.
No worries.
I was wondering where all my tackle went. I just thought the Aussie stole it.
he did steal a little bit, I think. He stole me. I'm still missing some crankbaits Aussie and some, I don't know, Pepsi cans, I guess.
Yeah, I've seen a few of those.
What are you doing?
Let's go missing. Yeah. Hey, right.
I just sent him a bill.
I'm going to. Aussie, did your girlfriend show up to town yet?
Nah, she flies in like 3 days.
Ah, that'll be nice.
On the
field, Raz, what are you
guarding Dallas?
Oh, that'll be good. You're not even staying with us in the next one, right?
No, luckily.
Luckily for us, we won't get damn bed bugs.
You guys are going to have the bed bugs this time.
Yeah. If you don't know what we're talking about, I don't think he actually had bed bugs, but he stays at some sketchy places in between. We get nice houses usually. But the Aussie stays at some, I don't know, like some wanderlust communes, some share houses. He just shows up with like half his back is just looks like he slept on an anthill. He's like, does that look like bed bugs? We're just like, yeah, like for sure it does.
That's life on the road. And then sometimes you come back to the house and there's a guy with a 1-ton Ford truck and a Vex's boat stuck in the front yard too. I mean, we have some interesting stuff go down.
Man, I forgot about that one.
Do not
drive in the grass in North Carolina after you get like 8 inches of rain. No good.
Don't drive in the grass anywhere in a diesel truck after it rains at all. Simple.
Wisconsin, you can.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can. Well, I only buried my truck once here doing it.
Yeah, you're lucky I still had my ice fishing toe strap in the truck. The damn Aussie pulls up. Raz is like, you still got a toe strap? I'm stuck in the yard. Like, yeah. I'm like, a big toe strap. Hook it onto the Aussie's truck. The thing's like barely hanging on.
If there's one guy in this whole group that has a toe strap, it's going to be the Canadian. I'm like, Bruce, you got a toe strap? Sure do. Where you at? He thought I was at the boat ramp. I'm like, kind of the front yard of the place we rented.
Well, thank God your name wasn't on the VRBO, Raz.
Right?
Yeah, as soon as I saw that, I was like, well, kiss that freaking damage deposit goodbye.
Ozzy would cover it.
It'll happen.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we were going to kind of do a walkthrough of we really haven't done any since Toledo. So we went to Bugs Island. You pretty much just got stuck in the yard there.
I almost got a turkey. I almost got a turkey in the yard. Yeah.
Yeah, Brad did a little turkey hunt. He put a damn decoy in the yard like the second he showed up. Yard sales is shit all over the place. And the owner of the VRBO, I always book these places because for whatever reason, Brad can't do it. And the places he does find, you don't really want. So he shows up, first guy there, yard sales all shit in the yard, throws up a turkey decoy just as a joke. And the guy that owned the VRBO was like, of course, he showed up, sees all this stuff. It was like, oh, God, I was embarrassed. He's like, I see you got your decoy out. I was like, yeah, it's just our dumb buddy. He's like, no. It's like, one comes out, you take your shot. So like, holy shit, he's actually going to let us. There's actually turkeys here. So I tell Brad, he's got the full decoys. We're leaving at first light, and he's there trying to buy a North Carolina turkey license online while he's calling him in, standing behind a tree.
That was awesome. That was the best part of Bugs Island, honestly.
That and the turkey breast that you boiled for like 7 days straight and it shriveled up to nothing. I'm like,
that was a bad deal. Done yet? That was a bad deal. But the turkey breast turned out well. That was turkey legs.
It did taste awesome. You saved it.
Yeah, it tasted good.
Yeah. We could have ate that freaking pot you were boiling that turkey and you boiled it so long. And then, actually, the same day Raz got stuck, I was miserable. I was coming off at dark. I had a shitty day of practice, whatever was going on, bunch of rain, everything was soaked. And I came back. Raz called me for a toe strap halfway back because he's stuck in the yard. So yank him out, walk into the kitchen. Brad has a grease fire on the stove trying to fry turkey breasts. It was the nicest house we had too until this point. Yeah, Derelicts. Yeah.
I would not rent a house out to us, I'll tell you that.
Whoa, we got a long season yet, bud. Don't go announcing that stuff.
I don't think VRBO owners are paying attention to us right now.
I hope not. We should be good. We're screwed if they are.
I feel like I'm back at the jail trying to fucking keep track of you two.
It'll be easier without the Aussie. He's the troublemaker.
Yeah, I might be there to smoke it out again.
Yeah. Well, at least, like, we didn't trash, like, 3 frying pans.
It's the stainless steel frying pans. I can't use them, I tried it again, like, another Airbnb the other day and just smoked
it. Oh, you tried it again? 3 wasn't enough?
Aussie. There's things called, like, Crisco, vegetable oil.
Butter.
Oil, butter.
Barbecue? Maybe cook your steak on a barbecue instead of in a frying pan on a stove in June?
No exhaust fans in the whole house. Like,
no. Does Carl let you cook in his camper or no?
No way. No, he doesn't let me in the kitchen.
Carl probably doesn't let him on his property. He sent probably a $2,000 medical bill there from Bugs Island. Brad took the guy fishing once, and what happened?
Hook in my hand. Like, pretty bad.
It wasn't that bad.
He got this tiny little hook stuck in his hand, and I just spent 5 hours at the hospital.
During official practice, too.
During official practice, Aussie owes me a trip to Australia after that.
We already had a toe strap out. We could have yanked that sucker out.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh. There's no way you could hold me down, Al. That thing hurt.
Yeah.
I think Bruce, he could have held you down.
I'll have to knock me out first.
Yeah, we would.
No problem. Yeah, I'm coming to learn that you're pretty soft, Aussie. I got a few calls. I put up a video of when the wind kicked up on Wheeler. We were in the big London. It was waves blowing against current, and they were sharp-ass little 2.5 footers. Like, they were, they're serious waves. And instead of watching
a kayak.
No. They're big waves. You would have speared half of them. But instead of watching for logs, because all the floating stuff everywhere, the Aussie, I look over and he's just got his head buried in his lap, like saying a prayer. He's terrified. And then when the lightning started, maybe a different day, we sat out through a lightning storm, like stood on the, near the bank for 10 minutes. And I go back out and there's still a little bit of electrical around. And he just sits down and starts pouting and said he got electrocuted through his reel.
Yeah. I've had it happen before too, back in Australia. It's nuts. Like, I don't know. It's like the metal on the reel, like, you get like little sharp jabs from it when there's like electrical storm around. So I just dropped the rod straight away. I wasn't having a bar of it.
I think that was in your head, because I was standing in an aluminum boat and I was fine.
The guy in front of you is like 7.5 feet tall. I'm pretty sure he's going to get hit first.
Yeah. I rigged our new boat up, Aussie.
Oh, you did? Did you rig it yourself?
Yeah. Yeah, from scratch, bud. Well, I've rigged everyone to date. They've been good enough to teach your dumbass how to catch a bass.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear some chirps, though. I got the super, like, tall, like, the loser crappie mount.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I put another live scope on the big crappie mount, and it's like she's damn near eye to eye with me. I look like an idiot out there. Yeah, there's some new graphs on her.
Sweet.
Took her out for the maiden tonight.
Yep.
Yeah, could have used you for that. The Aussie's an installer in Australia, he says.
Yeah.
He's a pretty good reel on electronics.
We run like a Garmin dealership back home, so. And we just pretty much fit out sounders and rewire boats and do battery systems. But luckily, I haven't had to do too much of it here.
You've had to do some stuff to Brad's.
Yeah, Brad. I had to help Brad out.
Yeah, he installed that new powerhouse and the running gun charger. No problem since that sucker went in. Hey, bud.
No, that thing is mint, dude. I mean, since Aussie messed with my Garmin, though, my side imaging's all messed up. So I can't wait to see him again.
Aussie, you want to come rig up all my powerhouses this weekend?
I'll be taking a holiday in Dallas.
I taught you how to chat too, right? Cricket, and you're not going to come help me?
Yeah, you'll love them. That's one of the things I was doing was I put in. Did you get the whole charging system too? The running guns, Raz?
Yeah, I've got everything coming.
Yeah, nice. That's wicked. You just drive, like I fished for a couple hours today and I just drove home and everything was at 100%.
Yeah, like I think the way their system works, if you forgot to plug your boat in, you would be fine the next day.
Yeah, absolutely. You'd be fine for like a week.
Yeah.
It's good. There's a lot of amperage coming off those motors. So everyone in the house has Powerhouse. Ozzy, you got it on your 10 speed?
Yeah, mate. Got her in the Toyota Tundra.
No, you don't. That thing would start on fire.
You should bring your own graph, Ozzy. You should bring your own live scope. Pole system, ice fishing shuttle.
Set it off at the back, little pole and everything.
Yeah. Lay some flex on these guys. I got an extra console from my Pro V Bass, too. You should bring that, too. Just set the pace. Like, you can't be getting pushed around anymore. You're a champion. You're a three-time co-angler, check earner. You're the anchor of the house. Enough and up.
Yeah, these bloody pro anglers, they don't listen to me. I try and talk them into going to different places, but yeah.
Man, I got to say, my co from Wheeler was, I can't remember his name. Best guy ever. Hopefully he's listening to this because he was a good co. He was there to learn. Good time. Yeah. Co-angler shout out. Since the Aussies always accusing me of being mean to my partners.
So we're not going to start the coalition against co's anymore, Brucey, or what?
No, that was always your thing, Brad.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I've had great co's this year too, like outstanding. So I might go easier on it.
Yeah.
You guys have had co anglers?
Yeah. Shut up, Brad.
Shut up, Brad.
I'll be honest, and I think we talked about it on the last one. I put in a formal submission to the Angler Relations Committee after having three tournaments straight of double co-anglers every time. I was just like, how I cannot compete if it's not balanced. So I put it in and talked to Hank and talked to Chris. They emailed me back and said, like, yeah, they're gonna look at it. And then there's no way to perfectly balance it. It's just never gonna work out. But they're at least gonna take a rough look and balance her off a little bit. And it's balanced off since then, because that was pretty wild for a few there. It wasn't even getting the co-anglers at that point. It was just I was getting so pissed off that you guys never had them. No one ever had them. And I would always have them. And the night before the tournament, I just get irate. But to be honest, like, I'm sure they could help me at times. There's places where I know it's not going to hurt having a co-angler. And yeah, but it's whether they help you or hurt you, it still should be balanced for everyone as close as it can, I think.
Right.
Yeah, I think Raz should probably get twice as many now that he's won. I mean,
I'm fine.
You know, he's a winner. You could guide those like Aussie to championships again.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, two times zero is still zero, Brad. He gets twice as many as nothing.
Last year, I was a real good guide. I think, five out of the nine tournaments last year, like my co-anglers caught one over 5 pounds, like, and I never caught one over five. So,
wow, you're a good guide, Raz.
I'm a terrible guide this year. I'm just being selfish now.
Oh, good.
I heard Tommy is the next Keith Honeycutt. I don't know if anyone knows who Keith Honeycutt is, but he's a legendary. Legendary cutoff, cutthroat co-angler. Tommy's got a YouTube channel. Go check out his video from Toledo Bend and give it a good watch. It's a good video, high production value. Just a good watch. But Brad and I had a chance to armchair quarterback it, and we called you out on a couple questionable casts.
Yeah, we did. Not here to make friends. Yeah, it was a couple of bad casts. you get to like the point where you're sort of getting a little bit itchy and it's pretty bad, but yeah, I can definitely
see it. Yeah. You're with Trip Nugent, he's probably the nicest guy I've met.
Yeah,
so far. So
he was really good to fish with. He's a weapon.
Yeah.
I would consider Tommy more like Bubbles. Like
what?
Yeah, like he's the
You're Bubbles. The only one wearing glasses here.
I know, but still. He reminds me of Bubbles. I'm hooked on that show. Thanks, Brucey.
Yeah, I got Brad the more on trailer. I walk, the more I see in a trailer.
What's the other one?
Shoot.
What's that other Canadian comedy?
Letterkenny.
Yeah, Letterkenny. You get him hooked on that one yet?
No, we were watching Trailer Park Boys because we were in a trailer.
Oh, well, Letterkenny.
That's a camper. Cool.
You gotta watch Letterkenny too.
Okay.
Well, so anyway, Brad, I don't think the Aussies like Bubbles.
No, I was just giving him a hard time.
No, he doesn't even like cats.
He doesn't? Bubbles is nice. The Aussies cutthroat. He'll step on your throat for a 14 incher.
Yeah, back to back.
And he'll leave you with a dirty house because he has to go to a tackle shop. I've learned that about him.
Yeah, he's got zero responsibilities at all. Wakes up in the morning. Oh, mate, I got to go to Scottsboro Tackle. See ya.
Yeah, I had to get in early while they sell the plastics. But now me and Brad stay back. We cleaned up the last house pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. I think Brad still has.
You better have. My name was on that one.
Yeah, that means you got to book all the houses from now on because you won. No, I know you're superstitious.
No. I'm out.
I'm really going to have to put a circle around what town we're staying in next time. You're 4 minutes away from Gunnersville and an hour and 24 minutes from Wheeler.
That'll happen.
Well, the next house,
there's a shad spawn where you had to be on the lake at first light or anything.
Yeah, you just get up early. It's like salmon fishing. Get up at 3 o'clock, be on the water by like 5 because you got to drive an hour and a half. No worries.
Yeah, no, that's easy. You. Easy for the guy to say he only has to practice for 2.5 days.
Well, instead of I had a driver with me. I took a nap in the morning.
Oh, that's a good call. Sense. Tommy doesn't even like. He'll make his breakfast, and then he'll just get in the truck. Like, won't unplug the boat. Won't do anything for you. And then when you put her on the trailer, he'll just attend to all his rods, all his reel, make sure all his shit is tight, and he'll just leave me. Like, I'll be putting transom savers on and fighting snakes out of the live well and tuning everything up, and he'll just be ready. All his gear's right as rain.
That's right.
Then he likes to put the parking brake on. And when you should never use the parking brake.
I had to make sure Brad wasn't leaving his car and running at the ramp again.
That's true. Hey, I got the Aussie's new pro. I was out fishing No-No Jojo. And he lost his GoPro off the boat one day. We're out there. But I think him and Ozzy would be a perfect match. Like, I think they would get it done. So, Ozzy, you got a new guy. You don't have Brucey anymore. You have No-No Jojo.
Ozzy, as far as draws go, how lucky do you think you've been?
So good. Like, I've had good guys at every tournament, and they've all been, like, super friendly, and they've, like, helped me get on fish, tell me what they're throwing, all that sort of stuff. So I've been pretty lucky. It's been crazy. Like, you have a look at Lukey at that last comp, like, that was his first one he come down. And like, his anglers were both good guys, I guess, but they just weren't on fish. And for 2 days in a row, he didn't get a chance to even have a crack.
Yeah. No, and he was a good angler, too. Like, he was whipping my ass through, like, when we're up fishing up shallow and finesse fishing around. Yeah. It's such a... I don't know. There's a lot of obviously there's a lot of skill involved, like to be as consistent as you have been, but I've had some good damn draws too. You said you went fishing with Jack York the other day.
Yeah, we went out at Lake Nacogdoches, which is like East Texas, and we didn't get any big ones, but he just sort of, he gave me like a rundown on how to like graph fish and find fish on the sounder, what to look for, and we caught a couple on deep plugs and like worms and stuff, so it was a really good day to learn a heap of stuff, and he knows his stuff, so, because he's a guide in East Texas and all that, so, but yeah, good day in the water with him.
Sweet. You must not have been that bad of a co-angler if a guy took you out after.
Yeah, and he offered for me to come fish with him at the next one for practice, so I can't be that bad.
Well, he can have you.
Awesome.
Has your medical bill showed up at Carl's yet, though? Seriously?
Yeah, like I'm going through like mad troubles with it. So my travel insurance is asking for like an invoice from the hospital.
This is for the hook in the hand, by the way.
Yeah.
And a rabies shot, or would you get a tetanus shot?
Had to get tetanus, yeah. And so pretty much I didn't have my wallet on me. I had it at home and rocked up to the hospital. And I'm like, I can't pay for this. Just send it to this address. And they're like, sweet. So they just sent
Carl Jockumson's address.
Yeah, the only place I can get stuff sent. But the paper just said, like, please contact this person to get your bill. So I contacted them. And it just gave me a way to pay, and it didn't give me an invoice. And travel insurance is asking for like a proper invoice, and I can't get the proper invoice. So I just had like a screenshot. It was like $1,400.
Man, you vaporized your whole check.
Yeah.
Because people don't understand. If you're not from the US, like just look at, when the Aussie and I are each getting checks, just look at our faces and just watch the disappointment. Like if you're in the check line, because they have to take a 30% tax treaty benefit off. So whatever, out of the 12 you won, you had 8 left. You busted your truck, put a hook in your hand, probably had 3 or 4 cocktails in Nashville, a couple fakes, paid a couple damage deposits on some stainless steel pans, and you're back to being broke as all.
Yeah, I'm going to rock up back in Australia and pretty much have nothing.
So. You got a trophy.
Well, at least you have a trophy. You have a trophy. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
And the car that sort of runs half well, so not too bad.
Yeah, you're styling. What's going on, Raz? Has all the smoke started to clear yet from the big W, or where are we at?
I don't know. Haven't even really thought about anything. I've got home and started guiding, and I've been busy, so got the salmon boat in, got that thing ready to rock. Went smallmouth fishing today, cracked down a bunch of those. Life's good.
Yeah. What do you think about going to Oklahoma?
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
It's pretty hard to leave the north this time of year.
Yeah, the fishing's so good here. Like,
the weather's as good as it gets.
Oh, it's hot here. It was like 80 today.
Yeah.
That's hot for here.
It was close to that here, which is cooking, but
we'll still be praying for 80 next week when we're in Oklahoma and it's like 95, or who knows what it's going to be. It's going to be hot.
Yeah, I might actually perish. Like, I was thinking about filling each of my live wells up with ice and just sticking my head in there like a damn ostrich every hour. So, because like at Wheeler, I had to swim. I had to take poison swims just to the big rig was overheating here. Like my rod was spilling over.
I wouldn't jump in Wheeler Lake if I was dying, dude. Between the poison and the snakes, no way. No,
I know. I felt bad for my damn bait. Throw my lure in there.
You could light me on fire and I wouldn't jump in that place.
Yeah, it's the only place bass are happy to be in your live well.
Yeah, for sure. Take me somewhere.
Big shout out to Wheeler Lake, though. Gorgeous place.
Gorgeous place.
It was a fun fishery. Just got to get past the cat food factory. And
it was a fun fishery for one of us, and that was you and or two of us, you and the Aussie.
Yeah, I think the Otherwise, Aussie had fun.
Yeah, I don't think it was that fun, but
no, that was my least favorite place I've been to so far.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of liked it.
I bet you want to go back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could go like up the road to Gunnersville. I'd be happy going back there.
Well, Brad's already living in Alabama now. Brad's like that area. I get down to Alabama the other day. I was like, I would rather go to Alaska. I don't want anything to do with Alabama. Surrounding states I enjoy. I do not like Alabama.
Brad's the Thursday nighter champ.
And his ass in the Tuesday nighter. He won some one year. I think it was a church tournament or a kids derby or some one day he won.
Yeah, I didn't. Last night I didn't win. No, those guys cleaned my clock. But yeah, it's interesting. Gunnersville is a really, really good lake. You two were down here earlier this year, but they freaking love chickens on Gunnersville and big glide baits, which is awesome.
Yeah, that lake is wicked. And the surrounding of that lake is wicked too, like the waterfront and just I don't know. It's like bass fishing city. I shouldn't shit talk Alabama too much. I do really like it. It just sucks.
Nice area.
When I got off stage the second day, I told everyone I can't wait to get out of Alabama. You should have heard all the boos I got.
Yeah, why would you say that? I said Wheeler Lake. I'm wheeling her back on the trailer. I don't think about it. Yeah, and then you stayed for 3 weeks, Brad.
Yeah, I had an FXR photo shoot with some really nice people. And then, I just stayed. I got to figure out this ledge bite deal. And
yeah, just in time for a lake that's nothing like it.
I guarantee I will fish Gunnersville in a big tournament someday. So it's not wasted.
No, the whole TVA. Like, you spend your time learning that.
Yeah, I mean, that's where everyone goes all the time. And I mean, I was going to go pre-fish that one we have in September, but I thought that'd be completely worthless. Yeah. Watts Bar.
Yeah. Go catch 11 pounds of smallmouth.
If you're lucky.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. I'd sign on the dotted line and keep her on the bunks for that.
Hey, good news is you can boat flip all of those on a spinning pole.
Yeah.
You can boat flip anything on a spinning pole. Oh, I did a walleye thing tonight, some media thing for Lake of the Woods, and not 5-6 pound walleyes, just boat flopping. 12 pound fluoro spinny poles. Fine.
Yeah. I boat flipped 6.5 pound brown bass this morning. First one of the day and cranked him in, and I got him like to the rub rail and I had to reel down again and give him the good horse.
Yeah. Sturgeon Bay carp.
Yeah.
Sturgeon Bay carp.
God, I miss those things.
Me too.
They've been pretty bitchy lately.
Yeah, I wonder why. They've all got 15 hook holes in their face.
I don't know. They're just being weird. Aussie said he could whoop my ass from the bank here, so I'm still waiting for him to show up.
Yeah, I'll be there with my one spinning rod.
Hurry up.
The Aussie's got nice gear. Gusty just handed him all his, he's got like all super high. He's got nicer stuff than any of the competitors, that's for sure.
Did you tell Gusty you broke one of his nice Loomises or no?
Yeah, he seemed right with it, but it was only over text. So I don't know.
He hates you forever. I guarantee you.
I blackmailed him and I took a picture of it right away and sent it to Gussie. Yeah. I'm like, I can't believe you let this guy use your stuff.
Like a brand new G Loomis rod, crank that rod. I was using it for like 10 minutes and it bloody snapped.
Yeah, I'm sure it was the rod's fault.
Yeah. I heard it crack across the Raptor on the back of my boat.
Yeah, I saw him the night before beating a copperhead snake with it out of the eaves trough, and when he was surprised that it broke.
Snake pole, baby.
Oh boy, are you coming back to do the derbies next year, Ozzy, or what? I know you don't like answering these questions, but that was your, kind of your plan. Like, what's going on? You coming back next year? Full throttle, Charlie's Angels 2?
My goal has always been to come in 2025 as a boater. So this is just sort of like a bit of like a learning curve sort of thing. But if my car didn't play up, I was going to come back and do a few smallmouth tournaments and all that. But see how the funds look. But I don't think I'll make it next year. But 2025, I'll definitely be here and give it a good crack.
Yeah, good. Everything will be totally different.
Yeah, exactly.
All the tricks I've showed you will be obsolete.
Yeah, they won't eat wacky worms anymore.
Yeah, they won't eat Gary anymore.
Yeah.
LiveScope will be all virtual reality. You just have to run a helmet from the boat ramp or however it works. Remote control.
Yeah. Put on your goggles.
Yeah. You're going to show up with your spinnerbait and finish 188th in points. 187.
Yeah, it's gonna be a steep learning curve, that's for sure, but gotta give it a crack, so.
Nah, you've already overcome that. You've seen a lot. Boat
you can buy. Oh, what's that? I got a boat sitting here you can buy.
How much you want for it?
I don't know how much you got.
Let's hear, Raz, you got a good audience to sell your big Vexus. Let's hear your best pitch in under 50 words.
I got a 2022 Vexus. I fished out of last year. It's all decked out with the best Humminbird Minn Kota products, Raptors.
8 words left.
Loaded. Get rid of her for 86.
86 Australian. That's a good deal, bud. Better jump on that.
Yeah, right.
8,600.
Yeah, that's about what your Australian money is worth compared to American money.
If you told him you'd sell it to him for 8,600, Raz, he'd offer you 8,000.
Yeah, I can't do it.
No, he would offer you $860. He always drops a zero.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he'd hand me $86 in Australian money. There you go, mate.
I'll play the rest later. Already gave you the $5 deposit, so
You did pay part of your rent last time in Aussie dollars. They're worth about as much as a single sheet of single ply toilet paper.
It's pretty rough, but at least the conversion rate's good when you win a bit of money over here. But
yeah, you'll have a good tax return season too, mind you. I sent mine in like 3 months ago because I think I got hosed like $8,000 or $9,000. Last year, just from the treaty tax from those two opens. that's my whole season, you know, the rest of the season. So I mean, you got to send her snail mail to the IRS and nothing happens fast, but. So
no, I'm going to hand it to you guys for like coming here to fish and you guys get screwed like that on winnings and lose a third of it right away.
Yeah, the key is just don't win anything and you're fine.
Yeah, right?
No, you're not. I'm on that program. It's not fine.
Brad has been sampling. He's letting us know, Insider Edition, it's not great. You've had enough top tens. We talked about this on my podcast last week. We had some good words about you. You're just, it's going to connect sooner or later.
I sure hope so.
Yep. Now you'll figure it out. Yep.
Ras, how can you, like, when you go out on the bay now, are you too busy signing autographs or how does that work?
No. Nobody likes me up here, so nobody's asking me for my autograph.
Did Holy Christmas, like, say you're a pretty good fisherman now or no?
I haven't really talked to him.
Oh.
I got to be up there a little bit more, though, a little higher.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think so. Yeah. You're better than okay now.
Eventually, I'll figure it out. I figured it out.
You're in 28th. 590 points.
Got to figure it out some more.
That's what is that? That's about a 52nd place average. Everyone said coming into this that 50th place average would work. 50th place average right now is 25th place. I still think a 50th is going to do it.
Yeah.
What do you think? Looking at the points race now, God damn, we're killing him though. That John Garrett is, I mean, he can fall on his face a couple times now and still be fine. And he does not do that often. He just missed last year. I think he had two big bombs. And outside of that, everything was like in the top 30.
Yeah, he's a good stick. Like, there's a lot of good sticks up there. I don't know.
Yeah. The only good thing is Kenta Kimura is in second, and he's already qualified, so.
Yeah. I don't really worry about that stuff. Like, you just go fish and do the best you can. That's all you can worry about.
Yeah. How big a party are we going to have at the Classic next year?
Woo. Probably a pretty good one.
Yeah. That's going to be fun. Like, that is, like, it's awesome to win and get that money and get that trophy, but the biggest carrot comes next year. Like, that is, it's a lifetime goal right there.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, it still hasn't sunk in. Like, I don't know. We'll figure it out. I'm looking forward to it. Like, I've been dreaming of that since I was a little kid. And, yeah, going to the Classic, and, like, half of Wisconsin's coming with. So it's going to be fun. I already have a bunch of people booking houses, and they're like, well, where should we stay? I'm like, I don't know. Like, I haven't even thought about it. Stay in Tulsa somewhere. I know that's where it's at. That's all I know.
Yeah, don't stay at the lake.
No.
It's like an hour and a half away, I think.
Yeah, you got like 27 chances of getting pulled over between Tulsa and the lake. It's that far away, so stay in town.
Yeah, let the bass come to you.
Right.
Are you going next year, Tommy, or are you just going to stay?
Yeah, I reckon I might come over and have a bit of a crack, but
yeah.
You could bring that Toyota over and start an Uber service for the party.
Yeah. The taxi runs at the lake.
Yeah, he'll put a cap on it, fill everyone up. They'll show up all bruised and beaten, and he'll charge them twice as much.
Yeah. Insurance fees.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Brad, you're going to ICAST in July, you said?
Yes, sir. You Tell guys aren't?
None of us are going to ICAST. We got to hear.
Well,
everyone keeps telling me ICAST, that's where it's all at. Everyone says that's where you go to get sponsors. And then all the people that actually sign sponsors say that's where all the guys go and wear tournament jerseys and ask for deals. What's the inside?
Last year I saw Kevin Van Dam wears his jersey, but I heard the same thing. Like, you get all these high school, college kids in there asking for sponsors. That wasn't the case last year when I was there. It was pretty, you know, I don't know if they let all, you know, it's not open to the public, only one day. So ICAST is cool. I mean, you have a show. It's not very, you know, it's pretty chill. At 4 o'clock, I think we start drinking beer, and at 4 in the morning, you go to bed. Like, where all the fun happens is at the bar afterwards. Like, all the people that are in the industry that you want to know are there and out and having fun. And it's just, you know, you meet a lot of good connections. You know, like, last year I met Patterson from Sims. Obviously, I'm with FXR, so that doesn't really equate, but man, what a great guy Patterson is. And, you know, still talk to him now. And, you know, there's all kinds of guys like that. DQ's there, you know, Quinn, he's there having fun. And, you know, you're around the right people that usually you can't get near. So,
yeah, you just mentioned two of my four favorite run-ins from the Classic.
Yeah, it's like the Classic in that sense, but it's a little more of a party, I would say. Like, the ICAST is more of a social event. You know, the Classic, everyone's worried, you know, who's winning, what's going on, you know.
Where, okay, well, ICAST, it makes a little more sense to me why you're going to Florida in July.
It's a good time. Like, you learn, like last year I learned how to Uber. I didn't know how to Uber until last year. Either I was going to perish or Uber. So,
well, I'm glad you figured it out, bud.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess it's time to start. Oh God, already start looking at next year and buttoning things down and everything. And one thing Brad and I have talked about and had a chance to reflect on our time in Matt Robertson's trailer was that we had a chance to get on social media a little bit, and we sniffed out a lot of guys that, you know, are self-proclaimed pros and everything like that, and found that they had a lot of followers on Instagram. Dug a little bit deeper, and there's so many of these folks right now with buying fake Instagram followers and paying to have like the blue star certification. Can you believe that shit, Tommy? Raz?
That's crazy. That's how much does it cost to get the blue star?
$40 a month, bud. I'll be keeping an eye on yours. Because before, like, the only people I'd know with a blue star would be like Mike Richards, who won the Stanley Cup, and maybe like, I don't know, maybe Carl and Gussie have them, or like Fider or someone.
And Zona. Now
you
scroll
through the list and you see like Pawn Fisherman 64, blue star. And it's like, okay, that's not a huge deal. That just whatever might highlight your name a little bit. And I feel like an idiot. We're grown men talking about Instagram followers, but that is, you know, that's one of the metrics that a lot of companies look at, and there's a lot of people just buying them, and you can, it's a real easy tell. Like, I spent enough time on, you know, with work on social media, and I've been around it enough. It's very simple to tell if someone's buying them or not. And I'm looking at it like it's almost like a form of fraud.
Yeah. You gotta have like those fake people don't mean anything. And I know like everybody's sponsors look at your total number of followers, and like, I don't know, sometimes it just feels like that's all they care about. But like, I have like 3,200 followers, but they're all real people. Like, most of them will comment on a post, and wouldn't you rather have real people than all the fake ones? That just, I don't know. I don't understand it.
Well, the bottom line, I mean, for people out there doing this, it's hurting everyone that's trying to do it legit, because there is, I mean, I talk with sponsors all the time, and they want 30,000, 50,000 followers, which if you're a bass fisherman, I mean, 50,000 legit followers, I mean, you're at 5% of the bass fishermen in the world. I mean, if that. So, you know, they give, you know, all these people doing it the wrong way, it's giving these sponsors like ideas like, no, you're not good enough. You only have 10,000. But if I only have 10,000 and 20% of my 10,000 are relating to every post I do or reel, is that better than the guy with 100,000 that gets 0.001%, or the guy with 16,000 that gets 200 likes per post? Like, that, there needs to be some kind of system there to help out the guys or ladies that are doing it the right way and not paying for the followers, you know?
Right. I mean,
yeah, it's, I mean, I, it's something everyone's saying that,
like,
say it. No, say it.
Like, I hate social media. Like, I don't like, I go on there and I post what I need to post, but like, I can't go on social media and sit there and look at it, because all it is a bunch of whiners. And I run, I don't know, 1,200 to 1,500 people through my guide service this season. And I believe like that's more important. And that's like my selling point with any sponsor, that these people actually get to touch the stuff hands-on, all the products I'm affiliated with. They have a good day. they're going to go to the store, buy what I promoted, and they're going to tell 20 of their friends, yeah, we went and caught all these small malls on a X-Wrap or Pick-A-Bait, whatever, and throwing it on this route, like, this is what you have to catch them, and they go and tell their friends, and it just, it spirals, and, like, I believe that sells more than having a bunch of Instagram or Facebook followers and having a name on a jersey on a tournament stage. That's just my feelings on it.
Yeah. I'd be surprised if it sold more, but it is definitely a major chunk of the pie that people are looking at. They're not looking at that as a metric. They're just looking at some Pond Hopper 64 with a blue star and 40,000 followers, where every single post is only an ad, not one single piece of genuineness, quality information, comedy, entertainment, just straight ad. And then they'll have 8 likes with 20,000 followers.
Yeah.
That happened. Exactly. Like, Brad and I went deep. We took a deep dive and we found some deep fakes, and there's a lot. And if you're, this is a public service announcement. If you're a sponsor looking at someone, man, I've spent enough time on, like, I'm trained in open source on various platforms. I've spent enough time to be able to sift through the bullshit. And you really have to, if you don't have someone checking it for you, then do yourself a favor and just kind of look at the numbers and see how they stack up against someone legit, like a Carl or a Gutsy or a Tommy Wood for that matter. So I don't know, something that need to be said. Hey, Brad, especially as we roll into ICAST is coming up and all this.
Plenty of that going on.
If you go into the data, it shows you how many, like, profiles interact with, like, your profile or your post, like how many people engage with it. And, like, sponsors should probably be looking at that rather than how many followers you've got, because you can have, like, 40,000 legit followers, but maybe only 10,000 are actually interacting with your profile as well. Like,
yeah.
You can get lost. Yeah,
there's a lot of other metrics.
Yeah.
But now you guys are both fine. Each one derbs.
Yeah.
You're good. Right on.
Should be rolling in it next year.
Yeah. Right.
Gonna have Tommy's hard on the YouTube, though. He'll do fine. That was one thing I noticed a few years ago is that, and being on the other side of it in the industry and actually looking at the metrics on Shopify and the, you know, how everything sells. YouTube is legit. It's a legit platform for user interaction and for bottom line sales. So, Raz loot or outdoors next year.
Maybe I gotta put a GoPro in my boat now.
No, you're on mine all the time, bud. The crowd loves you.
Yeah, I'm gonna make you edit all of it if I gotta start doing this YouTube stuff. I know nothing about that.
I can't even edit my own. All the swear words I got to try to find to chop out in case an 11-year-old watches it. Tommy's a good editor, though. We should get him.
Hired.
I'm just doing it on my phone. It's like my phone is like overheating when I'm editing. It's pretty full on.
Yeah, you're doing a good job for doing it from your phone.
Yeah. There's like a program called Splice, and it has everything you need on there. So it's pretty simple once you get used to it, but
yeah.
You sure you're looking at your GoPro videos?
That, so
you sure you're looking at your GoPro videos on your phone and it's overheating or something?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm looking at the GoPro stuff.
All right, that's
good. It's overheating because he's got his Navionics going, recording all the tracks everywhere he's ever been with every pro that's taken him. So when he comes back from full Australian world domination, he's going to have everyone to choose.
Got every spot to like now.
Yeah, I'll gladly send you my Wheeler Lake waypoints, bud. Oh, all right. Well,
we got to ask Raz. I mean, we're all affiliated with Rapalus, so except for Tommy. But what was the juice out there, bud? Like, what was getting it done out on the old crap hole Wheeler.
No, those they're coming out with some new plastics, and man, I've been using that stuff a lot this year since DQ sent us some. And the freeloader on a bladed jig,
yep,
is the deal. Like, I've been a believer in that thing since when did I go to Gunnersville, March. Throwing a lot. I've caught a lot of fish on it. And then, like, that cleanup craw, flipping that, dragging it on a rugby head, however you want to fish it, like, that thing's legit. Yeah, that's how I caught most of my bass. I caught a few on a drop shot with just a robo worm on it. You know, when they slowed down and got a little finickier. But, yeah, that stuff is legit. And there's some more shapes and colors that nobody's even seen yet. And that stuff is all going to come out at ICAST. So keep an eye out for it. It's legit stuff. Like, I use it up here in smallmouth country, and I've caught bass down south on it, won a tournament down south on it. So if I can win a derby on Wheeler Lake on that stuff, like, it must be legit.
Yeah, no doubt. Like, it, I mean, I've been messing around with it too for when it all year, and it's amazing how good a job they did with it. And the colors are fabulous. The plastics, like, a different kind of plastic that I've ever seen with, you know, the durability of it, the weight of it. And I mean, it's going to take the fishing world by storm. I think Wheeler won down here on Gunnersville with that same deal, and it'll be a good year.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like, you don't even have to super glue that stuff on a jig. Like, it sticks, like, it adheres to it. It's, I mean, you can put a swim bait on and go out on Green Bay and catch 30 smallmouths on one swim bait, and it's, like, all still intact. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's legit.
Tommy, what was your wow?
What's that?
Are you guys done now, or you want to keep going?
Can we talk about my rod and reel and my line and all that stuff, too?
None of that. <I'm kidding. laughs> No, we don't do that here, bud. I don't know why Brad asked that question other than the plug wrap, because we've already heard a million other things. Everyone knows red line hooks are good. Everyone knows Rapala Pump's a quality product. Tommy, what are you even using? You leave all this shit all over my boat, these Samiki lures and Maui Jims, and he's got all kinds of exotics.
I've got just about everything on the market that you can think of. I'm just, like, cutting my lures off, trying something new on every second, and just try stuff. But yeah, it's pretty crazy trying to get your head around it all.
That's because you got, like, too many options. Every 5 minutes, you're tying a new lure on.
Yeah, I know.
He's settled in now. He knows what works now.
Yeah. It's great. Like, you told me that story when, where was that? Toledo Bend, like, every 5 minutes he's tying a bait on. He fished with me at Bugs Island. He really didn't change that much stuff. And
yeah,
you could tell he's settling in on some stuff he likes.
He's out of bait.
Toledo, I had, like, all these baits that I'd stacked up on it, and, like, Gussie gave me so much stuff, and I'm like, oh my god, like, where do you start? So I'm, like, trying to fit different things into my bag, and, like, I've just got it jam-packed, and then I'm out in the water, I'm like, okay, I caught a fish on that, cut that off, I'm going to try something else now. And then it just got too deep. But, like, once you find out the basic stuff, it's like, just keep it simple, keep color simple, and it's pretty easy.
Yeah, weird. It's like someone's been telling you that all year.
Yeah. Don't cut your lures off.
What are you going to do when you have a boat? Like, I feel like you're just going to be in the driveway, like, trimming it up and down all night, like, just spinning up. You can barely handle six fishing rods in a tackle box. Like,
yeah,
you're going to be changing your oil and tweaking your grass, and I don't know.
That's a few bit back. Back at home with Barry, like, there's, like, three or four lures that you literally only catch fish on, so I'm just going to have to find those lures over here, and I'll be right. But it's just,
it sounds like you already know.
pretty overwhelming, the whole bass fishing scene. So,
yeah, you pick stuff you have confidence in and fish it.
Yeah, it's like chatterback.
Brad likes fishing glide baits, and like I don't know why I ever have a glide bait rod on the deck of my boat, because I am never going to throw it because I've never caught one on it. You know, I have no confidence in it.
Yeah, I know. I don't have much confidence in a chatterbait, and that's, you know, your front deck's full of those
same
things.
Same thing, like, yeah, for sure.
Did you catch any on the glide there, Gunnersville?
Oh, yeah. I've probably caught 20 of them on the tater hog since I've been here.
Really? Any big ones?
Nothing over 6.
Oh, that's still fun, though. I bet. Good fish.
Yeah, like 5-6 pounders. Yeah, yeah. That's good.
Don't give up too much juice, bud.
Oh, yeah. That's too much juice.
Woo. I got a couple of your chatterbait rods because you're the jackhammer master. Is this the right one? I know I didn't let you talk about your poles, but that's because I wanted to ask you this. 7'4", medium heavy, moderate fast, Envy black.
Yeah, that's the one.
You still using the Concept Z2?
Yep. 8-1-1.
Yep. That'll work.
Oh, boy. Now you got all my secrets.
Oh, yeah. Rod and reel.
And then put some 20-pound Suffix Advance on there. You're good. You're golden, bud.
Right here, bud. Half-ounce jackhammer. I can get your whole mimic your whole setup without even getting out of my chair.
There you go. Better just tie two of those up and throw them on the deck of your boat and call her good for the year. Watch out for the ceiling fan.
No, no. I'm not living or dying by that. You don't get to big dog it yet, bud.
No, not yet. We got a ways to go.
No, you still get to big dog it pretty good.
You earned it. Are we going to wrap the show up? I feel like.
Yeah, we probably should. I feel like this is just a regular evening, and we got to go to bed because we got to wake up at 3 o'clock to go on a shad spawn.
Yeah, for sure.
Just feels like a regular night. Same amount of beers, same amount of BS.
Yeah.
The band's back together.
Yep. Well, congratulations, Tommy and Adam. Very impressive. Very awesome to see. And really, thanks for coming on. That's awesome, you guys. Can't wait to see you soon.
Heck yeah. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, boys. Appreciate it. We'll see you next weekend in Eufaula, Oklahoma.
Sweet.
I'll be there.
All right. Thanks, Path Galaxy. Thanks to the Ginj Ninj. Thanks to Pat. I'm sure he's going nuts on the chat board right now. We haven't looked at it. I think it's on Facebook. We don't go on Facebook Live, so if you're dropping comments and, well, we just didn't look at them. I'm sorry about that. We'll meet up again. The last time we had a big stretch on the road, so never really got to it, but we'll meet up again after Eufaula, take a look at the standings. I'm sure there'll be some controversy and drama. It seems to stem from every tournament. We didn't really touch on it tonight because it's kind of gone stale. But, thanks again, fellas, and we'll see you guys all soon.
See you,
boys.
Thanks again.
Yep.
Cheers, fellas.
Yep. Good night.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance. No, just kidding. This is Pat. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to StrayCast on iTunes and leave a review. Tell us what you think. Any feedback is greatly appreciated. Thanks for listening. Peace.